This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
So Evan Flood, he's on Twitter, at Evan_Flood. Give him a follow. He covers Wisconsin. He's an insider for 24/7 Sports and CBS Sports as well, and he joins us now on the Guild Hotline. Evan, thanks for taking a couple minutes, man. I know the game is in about an hour. Out here in Oregon, all we can do is read a few stories here or there and look at a couple stats. What are we missing about Wisconsin? Because a lot of people out here feel real confident in Oregon's chances to win this game. What don't we know about Wisconsin, in your opinion?
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of that typical Wisconsin team where, you know, they're not going to wow anybody when you watch them play a methodical style of ball. You know, the game's probably going to be close. But, you know, I think when you're maybe a Pac-12 opponent especially, it's difficult to kind of hang with the Badgers, who are going to bring their hard hat and lunch pail type attitude to the game, slow you down a lot, make you play 25, 30 seconds of defense and make you work for your shots as well. So there's nothing really flashy about this Wisconsin team, but it's a brand of basketball that's been very effective over the past 20 years for them. You know, they come into this game having won 10 of their last 11 opening round matchups in the NCAA tournament. So this is a program that's not exactly used to getting knocked out early as well. But, you know, I will say I think, you know, in terms of the first two potential matchups for Wisconsin, this is going to be the hardest one for the Badgers. I think Oregon matches up with them really well. And Wisconsin fits in a lot of ways, particularly with their length.
What do we know about Ethan Happ? I mean, that's the guy that we've heard a lot about coming in. He's a talented player, 17 points, 10 boards. What makes him special, and how can he hear at Oregon today?
Well, he's very unique. He's a big man and kind of a dying breed of big man in college basketball. He's a guy that's going to touch the ball practically every possession for Wisconsin. And, you know, even though he's a true post, he's kind of like their point guard. They run their offense through him down on the block and allow him to be the team's primary decision maker. I think he's the only player still in college basketball who leads their team in points, rebounding, assists, steals and blocks. He does everything for the Badgers, and it's a really hard matchup for people that haven't seen him before, because his footwork on the block is so outstanding. If you allow him to operate one-on-one, he can almost always find a way to get a clean look at the rim, and he's improved so much as a passer that he has a great feel for those double teams coming his way, and that's why he averages 5 assists per game too. You know, Wisconsin's going to go 4-out, 1-in and allow defenses to kind of have to pick their poison, with Pat being the primary decision maker.
Yeah, Evan Flood, our guest, covering Wisconsin for Badgers 24/7. He's joining us, getting us ready for Oregon, Wisconsin at 1:30. You can catch that game here on The Fan. What is the number? Because, you know, if you read everybody's pieces on this matchup and just kind of gut feel from some pundits, if Oregon can get past the 70 threshold, there's a good chance they win. Do you have a number in your mind that if Wisconsin can't hold Oregon to X number or under, that's not gonna do well for Wisconsin's chances to win the game?
Yeah, I would say 70 would be about right. You know, this is a Wisconsin team that's, I believe, coming in has held 7 of their last 14 opponents to their season low scoring totals. There's not going to be a ton of possessions. And Oregon's such a good defensive team as well. I don't know if 70 is realistic in this game, but, you know, I would say, you know, generally with most opponents, a game in the upper 50s, lower to mid 60s usually favors the Badgers. They've been so good defensively during the second half of the season here, which kind of sparked a little bit of a turnaround for them after a slow start in Big Ten play. I believe, according to KenPom, right now they're the fourth most efficient defense in the country.
I think 70 points would be great. You know, I'd feel really great if I were Oregon and I was able to hit 70. I'd feel really great if I was able to get to 66 or above. But I don't know if there's going to be enough possessions between these two teams in order for that to happen. As I think, you know, Oregon, you know, during their recent hot streak here has been among the nation's best defensively as well. And I believe comes in as the nation's 13th most efficient defense, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Evan Flood, our guest, Badgers insider for 24/7 Sports. We'll get you out of here on this one, Evan, because we appreciate you taking a few minutes today. I know it's a busy day for you. I mentioned Oregon fans are confident. That's kind of just in their nature, I think, once they rose in football and they've had a Final Four team. There's confidence there in the fan base. And now the way they've been playing, they've won eight straight, including the Pac-12 title. They're playing so locked in defensively. Let's go to the other side, though. If you were to try to gauge percentage-wise confidence from the Badger fans, where do you think it is with this year's team to win this 12-5 matchup?
I would probably say about 60-40, maybe as low as 50-50. I know the length is of Oregon is really bothering a lot of people. I mean, you have to look at Wisconsin and their makeup. You know, they probably expect Ethan Happ is going to have a good game. Oregon's young up front, but it's the other players around Happ that haven't stepped up during the latter part of the season here and have struggled. And look, Wisconsin's not necessarily a team of guards that can create their own shots and get stuff going to the rim. They're going to have to be shooting over these long Oregon defenders, and that's generally not what you want to do. You want to have guards who can create off the dribble, get to the rim, make Oregon pay for going big. I don't know if Wisconsin has the right personnel to really force Oregon to go small and bring some of those guards off the bench. So I would expect Happ, I think a lot of people expect Happ to have a good game against a team that hasn't seen him before. He's averaging close to 20 points a game in non-conference play. I think, you know, he probably plays well, but, you know, Wisconsin fans, I think, are a little weary of, you know, depending on Demetri Trice and Brad Davison, who have been really off in the last six games to try and create against a lot of length and athleticism for Oregon.
Evan Flood, Badgers insider for 24/7 Sports with the lowdown on who Wisconsin really is. Evan, thanks so much for the time, man. We appreciate it. We'll have to get you back on maybe during football season at some point, talk Badger football.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.